If you are trying to find planets around distant stars, then there are sort of two basic things that you need to achieve. First, you have to see something that's really faint. Planets, even very young planets that are much more massive than Jupiter, still emit many thousands times less light than the star. And so you're trying to observe something that's very faint next to a bright star. Whenever you're trying to observe something very faint, that means you need to collect you need to collect a lot of photons over a short period of time. And to do that means you need to have basically a big net that will collect these photons. For astronomers, that net is a telescope, a giant mirror that focuses light to a single point at which an instrument, something like a simple camera, records the light that we see. So we're trying to see faint things around stars, and so that drives us towards a large telescope that can collect a lot of light very efficiently. The second thing is that, as you might guess, planets that orbit distant stars appear very close to that star on the sky. That separation is comparable to many thousands times thinner than a sheet of paper held at arm's length. To resolve that on the sky, a large telescope helps you do that as well. The larger the telescope, the greater the resolution and ability to separate those two things. So big telescopes help us see faint things and help us resolve those objects at much closer separations.